Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nigeria is the latest stop as a congressional delegation, including Congressman Stephen Lynch of Boston, reviews security at high-risk U.S. outposts in Africa. The trip comes amid the latest wave of violence on the continent, including a recent bombing in Nigeria. From the Nigerian capital of Abuja, Congressman Lynch told us this morning the violence comes at an important political moment in Nigeria.
With the upcoming elections, I think there's major security concerns around whether or not there might be further attacks to Trump, the national and state elections.
Are officials in Nigeria worried about whether they'll get the elections off in 2 weeks as planned, given Boko Haram's destabilizing influence there?
So far, the election is on. We believe that they'll try to conduct it even if there are some sporadic disruptions.
Congressman, what do Nigerian officials say is a priority one in terms of what they need to push back against Boko Haram?
Well, I think because it is a cross-border organization, I think they realize that no one nation in the region is going to be able to deal with the problem. So that's why there's joint operation by Chadian and Cameroon and also Nigerian and Niger forces. That's what's necessary to really deal with this because they're operating on both sides of the border. It's primarily a Nigerian problem, but they believe they need cooperation from their neighbors in order to address the problem.
I wonder if Nigerian officials then are expressing optimism that they might be able to stamp out Boko Haram if they get help, as they apparently are now from other nations in Africa. But I'm wondering if there's also some skepticism about whether it will work, considering the fact that Nigeria itself hasn't yet been able to stamp out this problem.
Well, I think there's a little bit of both. Certainly talking to the military leadership, they think that they've got Boko Haram on the run. However, there are also reports that in places like Gwoza on the Cameroon border, there may be some large numbers of Boko Haram fighters gathering there. So it's an ongoing battle. There's between 4,000 and 8,000, depending on who you listen to, in terms of the assessment of the number of fighters that Boko Haram is able to field.
I'm wondering if you share the optimism or whether you are personally more skeptical about whether a joint operation by many African nations will work to push Boko Haram out of existence.
Yeah. Well, there is definitely a capacity gap in terms of what these operations can actually accomplish. We've got some special forces folks in here. The United States does. The Brits do as well. Obviously, it's going to take a while to train up the Nigerian forces that have been dedicated to that effort.
So what should the U.S. role in this be from your point of view? And are you worried that somehow Boko Haram may figure out a way to export its terrorism and its insurgency so that it might eventually target the West?
Well, I think right now Boko Haram is 99% Nigerian. It's not an international group like ISIL. But because the government's institutions in Nigeria and elsewhere in the region are so weak, you know, a loosely organized disruptive force like Boko Haram can control a big area. We're trying to build capacity within the Nigerian government, and I think that's been very, very helpful. We've been pouring, you know, hundreds of millions, probably billions of dollars into the HIV prevention and medical care. We've helped them on a number of levels, mostly in humanitarian aid, but also now, unfortunately, and necessarily on the military side as well. So from meeting with the families of the Chibok girls that were kidnapped to, you know, AIDS activists and government officials, there's a deep appreciation for what the United States is trying to do.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch speaking to us this morning from the Nigerian capital of Abuja.